Good morning, everyone. It is 10:10, and I'd like to call this the January 18th meeting of Commissioners Court to order. Is the clerk here? Okay, let's start with whatever you need, Clerk Hudspeth.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Since our last meeting, where I've come to you to express our challenges and things that we are faced in regards to upcoming elections and primaries, I'm happy to come to you and commend both the Republican Party Chair Cindy Siegel and Democratic Party Chair Mike Dole on us having robust meetings, conversations, emails, all the things to arrive to a decision where both parties are prioritizing the voters of Harris County. And with that being said, today we are bringing a resolution forth because both parties have agreed to a joint primary. I think we should all be clapping. With that being said, I mean, obviously, our largest challenges and will continue to be challenges and we'll address them as we go is one, you know, the fact that we will need to acquire more equipment and we have a plan in place. We'll be meeting with OCA and our budget management team to see about continuing to get what we need. And what's great is the previous EA was already kind of getting some things in order and we've continued that. And I feel confident in saying we'll be able to acquire more between now and the November election. but the fact remains, by doing this joint primary, it allows us to use the full capacity of equipment and have enough for backup. And the other challenge, obviously, was Senate Bill 924, which we talked through pretty robustly in the last Commissioner's Court meeting. Those challenges were not going to change. And as a matter of fact, I have talked to legislatures about bringing this back in 2025 and making amendments and really looking at how not only was it going to affect Harris County, but other counties. And so with that information in mind, including many other things, being able to adequately appoint and recruit enough workers, we have arrived to that. And so I say that to say again, I commend both party chairs. We have many things to work through as we arrive to March 5th, and I'm confident that we'll be able to do that. And we'll be able to continue to work together to do what's best for all voters. And I thank you all because today we're going to vote, or you all will take a vote to, I'm pretty sure what I have learned from you all in individual conversations that you all want what's best for Harris County voters as well, and that we'll be able to walk away and continue our conversations to finalize a contract. Thank you.
Judge.
Yes, Commissioner Brooks, Ellis and Garcia.
Thank you, Judge Idango. And Senator Hudspeth, thank you for your leadership. And thank you. It's a testament to the faith that both parties have in you and your ability to get things done with excellence, transparency, and accountability. So I am so grateful for your partnership and leadership. And I also want to thank both of the party chairs. Thank you for stepping up and being true leaders and putting the best interests of the whole and of our democracy and putting the people above the partisanship. So I am just deeply energized and I look forward to continuing to work together so that we can all best serve the people that we all care so deeply about and the democracy that we hold so dear. So thank you for really working together. And I'm so energized and hopeful and look forward to working together to continue improving things with each election. So thank you again, Clerk.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Commissioner Ellis, and then Commissioner Garcia.
So I would be remiss if I just didn't echo the comments of my colleague, and I'm sure others will chime in as well. It does say a lot about you, and it also says a lot about both parties. And at least two of us here on the ballot, maybe other people in the room are going to be on the ballot as well. So we want it to work smoothly. Anything we can do, I appreciate any help that my colleagues on the court may have played behind the scenes talking to that various colleagues in each party. But it says a lot about us. And if that's something we can do to help you all on both sides of the aisle recruit workers within the law, we'd be more than happy to do that. But thank you. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Commissioner Garcia and then Commissioner Ramsey.
Thank you. Clerk, thank you so much for your leadership, your work on this. And I really do appreciate, you know, keeping us, or at least me, posted on as things were developing and moving forward. I want to thank Commissioner Ramsey. Tom, I know you provide some leadership on this issue, and I just want to thank you for helping us get to a common place that serves everybody in the best possible way. And Mike, thank you as well for coming and bringing this to our attention as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Ramsey.
Yeah, just to echo, thank you, Clark. Well done. Both chairs. Cindy and I have had many, many conversations over the last few days. Her leadership, and it's not easy to put basics of an election details. Now you're getting into the details in terms of how many machines do we have and how many locations do we have and what can we do. I also like the fact that Chair Siegel identified 11 or 12 suggestions, I'll call them, but they're really more than that. There's what's going to make it work. So hopefully, if there's any variation from that, we can know that sooner rather than later, because those are really important.
Yes, sir.
And I'll just say, we hadn't said this yet. This is the first time ever,
yes,
in the history of Harris County. So it's not like, well, you know, we'll just kind of go back and do same old, same old. This is a history. So from an historical standpoint, we need to make this work.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's, I think, everybody's intention. That's where we wake up every day trying to be. So we look forward to getting through that as the example of how you do it.
Thank you, Commissioner. And the parties both, you all have my commitment to make sure we need everybody to the point of their needs within the bounds of the law, and to make sure that we make this workable, and that although it's a joint, that the parties have the support they need to be able to operate under their party umbrella to do the job. So thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't think we have any speakers on this item.
There was only one last thing I wanted to do that I haven't been able to do just yet, and I want to thank the county clerk staff. Some are watching. Some are sitting here today. Can we please? Yeah. It's a lot of late night work. Thank you.
Good deal. I'll move on the item.
Commissioner Garcia.
Second.
Everyone's falling over themselves. Second.
There's a specific motion language we need.
There's a specific motion. All right. So let me see here. It just says approve as is.
I have the language. May I? Motion to approve the conduct of the joint general primary election and the joint general primary election runoff, if necessary, to enter into the joint general primary resolution and to authorize entry into joint general primary election contract between Harris County and the Harris County Republican Party and the Harris County Democratic Party.
Second.
Does that sound like what you guys need? Did you get it?
Yes, Judge.
Okay, perfect. And so what do you need, John? Good to go. All right. So motion, I know Commissioner Garcia wanted to make a motion, second by Commissioner Briones. And Clark, let me just say, it is a big deal. You know, it's a really big deal what's happening. And ultimately what you guys are doing is making sure that our elections are run as efficiently as we possibly can run them when it comes to this primary. And so I want to make sure that everybody in Harris County knows that the Harris County Democratic Party and the Harris County Republican Party worked together with the county clerk's office and achieved the ability for us to have efficient elections. If this hadn't been done, if you and your team hadn't accomplished that with the support of so many folks, what would have happened is folks would have showed up to vote and they may have waited in line for a voting machine to become available while the other party had voting machines left over that they couldn't share, or vice versa. And so, and that's just one of the difficulties we would have run into. And it is the first time we do this, but it's important, particularly now, because the law would have only exacerbated those difficulties. So It's just the ideal time to have a leader such as yourself who can get us to work together for the benefit of all the voters. And I'm so glad that people are going to be able to cast their vote more efficiently, whichever way they vote. So thank you so much, Clerk. Really appreciate it. I think you, your team, and both parties, the leadership, thank you all again on behalf of the voters of Harris County. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously on a bipartisan basis. Thank you, Clerk.
Thank you. Thank you, Court.
Okay, and we do have two other items on here. One is a request for payment of audited claims, and the second is a request for approval of tax refund payments. Is Darlene King here? We do have one speaker for the auditor item. Yes. Would you like to address the court?
First, giving reverence to God and Happy New Year to everyone in the court. I'd like to know who is responsible for paying the bills for Harris County. The reason I'm asking is because I had a 49,658 square foot piece of property I owned in Garden Villas. I took out a loan for 29,241 square feet, and that has been affirmed by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. The remainder of my property is 20,417 square feet, and it is missing. It is missing. My property is missing. My property abuts the bayou, Sims Bayou. I'm asking $200 per square foot for my property. I have been a...
Thank you, your time is up.
Sure. So we'll have the tax assessor's office.
A tax assessor's office? I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Yes. Me, I said yes.
We'll visit with you, ma'am.
Okay, should I just wait here?
Yes, if you'll wait there, we'll make sure somebody finds you and points you to the right person. Okay.
I'll move on to the items as presented.
Okay. Second. Motion by Commissioner Garcia, second by Commissioner Ellis on items 1 and 2. No other speakers, correct? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Do we have a sign this today? You want to get this done today? You have your copy?
Oh, yes. So before you leave, colleagues, please sign
this. She has the original, I think.
All right. And this will be the joint primary resolution. Okay.
Wonderful. Is that it?
This is it. Okay. So that means it is 10:23. Commissioner's Court is now adjourned, and we're going to sign this, which makes it official. All right. Thank you all.